You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everybody, welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Toronto Blue Jays with MLB.com's Blue Jays beat reporter, Gregor Chisholm. We are almost on opening day, and it is time to actually start talking about games that count. So, got five questions for you regarding the 2015 Blue Jays season. Number one, and this is a team with very high expectations, so give me one reason this team hits its goals and its expectations, makes it to October, and goes deep into October.
It would start with that lineup. I mean, that lineup that they have right now, 1-6, can probably match up against anybody in baseball. When you're talking about Jose Reyes, Russell Martin, Jose Bautista, Edwin Encarnacion, Josh Donaldson, I mean, the list kind of goes on and on and on. So I think that they're going to have to outslug some of their opponents. There are some question marks in the rotation and in the bullpen, but I think for the most part, you've got some very proven guys. So health is going to be a factor. There's no question about it. The bottom of the lineup might be a little bit of a question mark, but you're talking about some very, very elite talent, 1-6. And I think that, more than any other reason, is cause for optimism among the Blue Jays that they can contend this year.
Reyes obviously can be one of the best players on the planet, but he's had some inconsistency, and I think that's fair to worry that maybe he's in his decline phase. What are your expectations for him? Can he be that guy that sparks a lineup that is really the key at the top?
Yeah, and just as you said, I mean, he really is kind of the key, in my opinion, to a lot of what happens with that lineup, because I think for the most part, you know exactly what you're going to get from Bautista, Encarnacion, Donaldson, guys like that. Reyes, I mean, let's be honest, he's been very up and down since he came over to the Blue Jays. Health has been a concern. But they need, with those kind of big sluggers in the middle, they need guys who can get on base for the heart of that order. And it needs to start with Reyes. You know, he had some moments last year, but the on-base percentage was a little bit of a concern for large portions of that year. He needs to kind of turn that around. I don't think he necessarily needs to be the speedster that he was early on in his career. I don't think they need that. You know, they don't need 40 stolen bases from him. They need him to get on base so that the Jays have guys there. And then right after that, and one of the reasons why they're looking at Russell Martin as the number two guy is because of the fact he's coming off a year with an on-base percentage that was, you know, around four. So, I mean, those are two guys that, whether it's Martin long-term, whoever it is in that number two hole, number one and number two really are going to have to be the ones that drive this lineup, because those big sluggers are going to need some guys to be able to drive in, and they can't have a season where those guys are just kind of hitting solo shots all the time.
And then number two, if they fall short, what will the culprit be?
It's been the culprit for the last couple of years. I'd say health, because this is a team that hasn't been able to stay healthy for the last 2 years. I mean, that was what really derailed the 2013 season. And last year, I mean, you looked at that team probably as a team that seemed destined for the postseason until they lost Edwin Encarnacion, Adam Lind, guys like that midseason really kind of drove a nail into the coffin for that team last year. This year, I think they're a little bit more equipped to handle it because it seems like they have a little bit more depth than maybe in years past, and I think they've tried to make that adjustment. But there are some guys on that team that probably could be considered injury prone, and I think it's going to be up to those guys to prove that that's not really the case. You're going to need guys like Reyes to stay healthy. You're going to need Michael Saunders to stay healthy, and then you're absolutely going to need the core guys in the middle of that lineup to be able to play 140, 150 games this year, because if they don't, then that's probably where you're going to come into a situation like we did the last couple years.
Number three, what's the biggest unknown? What's the one thing that we just aren't going to know until we get to October about this club?
To me, it's one guy, really, to be honest with you. I think it's Aaron Sanchez and the transition that he makes to the starting rotation. To me, he's a very, very big piece to this team. We saw what he could do out of the bullpen last year, but that was predominantly with one pitch. He's not going to be able to do that in the starting rotation. And there are some question marks about his secondary stuff. I mean, it got rave reviews in the minor leagues, but it's not something that we've been able to see firsthand translate to the big league level. And so, you know, he's been working on a new slider. That's going to be a key. Whether or not he's going to be able to command his curveball is going to be key. These are the things that are going to help define whether or not he makes that transition to the rotation. And really, he's the guy who's been kind of pinned to replace Marcus Stroman. I mean, Marcus Stroman is a huge void on this team when they lost him for the season. You need good starting pitching to win. We all know that. And I think they know what they're going to get from Dickey, Burley, guys like that. Sanchez, to me, is the big question mark.
Well, then you may have just answered number four as well. But question number four is, who's the most pivotal player? Who's the guy where if he's good, they're good, and if he's bad, they're bad?
I think it starts with Sanchez, but you could easily just say one of the exact same things about a couple other pitchers as well. You could say the same thing about Daniel Norris. I mean, this is a guy who technically had to compete for the fifth spot, but it was basically a foregone conclusion from the get-go that spot was going to belong to him. He's someone in my mind that really could be a bit of an under the radar type guy. The other one is Drew Hutchison. I mean, it sounds like he is going to be the number one starter on this team this year going into the year, just because of the way the rotation is going to set up. Hasn't been made official, but that's where they're potentially leaning. But he's a guy who could probably take the biggest step forward. You know, last year, coming off Tommy John surgery, it was basically an accomplishment just for him to get through the year and get up to 184 innings like he did. It seemed like he hit a bit of a wall midway through the year, but in the second half he really kind of came back strong. Now they need that type of performance, you know, from April all the way through to the end of September. And I think you're kind of looking now as him probably replacing Stroman as the guy with the highest upside on that staff, and someone who's really going to need to get an awful lot from in order for this team to contend.
And then number five, give me one bold, interesting prediction about this club. And I'm not just talking about they made the playoffs or they don't. Give me one bold, interesting prediction about the 2015 Blue Jays.
The bullpen is supposed to be a huge area of weakness. And on paper, there's tons of uncertainty there. I think the bullpen's going to be okay. I think they're gonna get what they need out of there. I think Brett Cecil is going to be fine in that closer's role. I think he's going to do just as well as Casey Jansen did the last couple of years. And to me, I think a big, big wild card and a guy who I maybe believing the hype a little bit in spring training, but I think Miguel Castro, just based on his stuff, is going to be the guy who kind of fills that role that Aaron Sanchez was originally going to fill, which is that guy who can come in almost like a Dylan Betances last year in New York, come in for two innings at a time, or at least one, and give them some really high leverage type innings. And it just, to me, he's got the stuff that it really takes. I mean, he's just that upper 90s velocity, the changeup, the slider's still a work in progress, but he really only needs those first two pitches in order to succeed out of the bullpen. And I think they're going to get some really high leverage innings out of him. And I think when it's all said and done, that bullpen is going to be okay. In fact, it'll probably be better than it was last year, where it was a huge area of weakness, but that was a bullpen that was supposed to be really, really good. This bullpen's supposed to be bad, and I think it'll be just fine.
All right. Well, Gregor Chisholm, thanks for taking some time to chat here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks everybody for listening.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night on every device. Visit MLB.TV for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.